It is always good to have on our airwaves here at High Plains Radio, Mr. Kyle Gaston, who is, of course, Nebraska Hunter Education Coordinator. Busy time of the year, Kyle, no question. We just got done recently with getting pheasant and quail season going. Now we've got the deer season, and boy, it's going to be a big one again, I would think. You hear it from all around the state. Those deer hunters love to get out, and I think there's plenty of deer around, that's for sure.
Yeah, I like to joke saying the Orange Army is in full force. We were there for a pheasant opener, and now we're getting all geared up, ready to go here for beginning of rifle deer season here this weekend. So exciting times where everybody's getting ready to go.
A lot of anticipation, no question about it. And when it comes to those deer hunters, you always have rules. I think there's four primary rules that you really, really stress the most for those deer hunters, don't you?
Yep. It all comes down to the basic firearm safety during this deer season. So those are the simple rules of, keep your finger off the trigger till you're ready to fire. Know what you're shooting at and what's in front of and beyond it. Keep your muzzle pointed in safe directions at all time and treat all firearms as if they're loaded. So those four main rules are necessary when you're going out, anytime you're handling the firearm, but especially when you're going out during this rifle deer season.
And, of course, Hunter Orange. And I know Kyle and I were talking before we started going on here that on the Hunt Nebraska, I'm looking on the Facebook page where he is dressed up in a big-time orange tux with a hat and everything. And I'm probably thinking you never had so much orange on in your lifetime, did you?
No, it was quite the, I don't know if it's a dare or Halloween fun we had there. But yes, I was. We decided to emphasize some major rules or some hunting norms, and so me being Hunter Red, pretty much synonymous with Hunter Red is Hunter Orange, and wearing that. So I decided to go ahead in my good Halloween spirit and go full Hunter Orange. And we joke that you can never wear too much Hunter Orange in the field because the legal requirement is that 400 square inches of Hunter Orange for your head, chest, and back. So as long as you have some on each part, you're good. I think it was up to 400 square inches. But there, I think we really tested the limit to see if we could have too much. And there I had over 4,000 square inches of orange. So I could be seen from probably a mile away with that much orange, to be honest.
Yep, you always have that orange on. It's important. No, and that's regardless if it's firearm or archery season, correct?
That's right. So if you're out hunting during these 9 days, so we're going here and making sure I get my dates correct, starting the 15th through the 23rd, anybody out there hunting needs to be wearing that Hunter Orange so everybody's visible and seen when they're out. So it's required for everyone during those 9 days. Otherwise, outside of that 9 days, it's only whenever you're hunting with a firearm for any big game animals are you required to have that Hunter Orange. So, but yeah, archery hunters, make sure you throw on that orange too this next 9 days.
I know you have kind of some rules to remember on those hunters like to be in tree stands too, don't you?
Yes. So a very common practice with a lot of hunters anymore is to have those elevated hunting platforms. So some are tree stands, some are those now platform blinds, and now we're even getting into our, they're called hunting saddles. So not much of a stand, but more of a saddle you sit in as you're climbing up in the tree. But it all kind of comes down to what we have, essentially the ABCs of tree stand or elevated hunting safety. And so those come down to, one, always to check your equipment before you're hunting. So make sure all those straps are still good. Make sure that it's, the tree is still in good condition that you have it attached to. Make sure that's all. And they said the ladder is still doing well if you're doing a ladder stand. Next is securely buckle your harness. So we have a fall arrest system that you're climbing in and out with. That harness on there, built-in, designed to keep you. If something did happen, you did fall, it would support you. Then make sure when you get to your stand that you actually connect that harness to your tree stand before you start climbing up. So we have usually that safety line that you connect into and walk up with. So you're connected right when your feet leave the ground, all the way till your feet touch the ground again. And then make sure to share your destination, where you're going to be hunting. So let people know where you're going to be hunting, when you're supposed to be back. So if something did go wrong, people would be able to come and get you in a quickly matter. So ABCDs, always inspect, buckle up your harness, connect before you leave the ground, and reveal your destination for D. So There you go.
And, of course, you know, a lot of folks going to be driving through, you know, fields and stuff like that. It's still pretty dry around the state. And, encourage those hunters, again, when you're driving, wildfires can still take place by just a little spark, can it?
Yes. So, yeah, we want to make sure that everybody's safe this season, including protecting the fields themselves. So, yes, we did have some normal moisture amounts for the first time in a few years. But we're still pretty low on that. So make sure you just, you know, watch where you're driving. Don't be driving through the tall grass. Make sure that there's nothing dangling from your vehicle. Carry that fire extinguisher in case a small fire, you witness a small fire pop up. Don't park in that tall grass or weedy area. So just try to be respectful of the property. I don't want to lose any property or walls, anybody getting hurt.
All this information, Kyle, again, outdoornebraska.gov has a lot of this info too, doesn't it?
Yep. You can only see anything kind of going on with game and parks that are outdoornebraska.gov websites. If you're more of a social media person, we were talking earlier here, we have our Facebook page, which has our general website. Then all of those hunters or shooting sports enthusiasts, we have Hunt Nebraska Facebook page that has a lot of information there as well on upcoming season dates and what's all going on, safety tips and tricks for new hunters. So there's lots of good resources there on our page for any of those new and experienced hunters.
We're just about ready to wind down 2025, Kyle, as far as the year is concerned. Any new things, in your department for 2026 when we flip over that calendar for a new year that's going to be coming on the horizon?
Ooh. You're catching me off guard with the question planning ahead for the next year. I haven't thought that far ahead. I'm still trying to get through the 9-day fire and deer season. We're always looking to improve and make things better throughout our program. So I know we're on the verge of maybe doing some, as we're looking at our curriculum and stuff. Our curriculum never really changes outside of matching with the times, but we might be seeing some more rise in our how we teach the course a little bit on maybe some new manuals and updating kind of the material we offer to the student. So there are some things in the works, but nothing's quite yet finalized. So we're working on it, but we might be getting something new here soon.
Good to talk to you as always, Kyle. I know it's a busy time of the year, but you enjoy your job, don't you?
Oh, I do. There's not many jobs where I get to go and talk about hunting all day and being safe and going outdoors, and I mean, even this upcoming opening day, we're even doing a mentor hunt. So yeah, not many people get paid to go hunting all the time. So it's one of those lucky jobs to get to do it and then protect make a big impact on future generations. It's a great fit for me, and I enjoy it every day.
Now that I say that, do you have a chance to go out and deer hunt yourself? Are you allowed to do that?
Of course I'm allowed to do it. I just got to figure out how it's going to fit in the busy schedule.
Exactly right.
The bigger thing, too, is finding out a time there for kids to go hunt. I got three little ones. They're not quite old enough to go deer hunting yet. However, they do like to hang out with me some. But the other part, too, is then making sure I have a lucky Nana or someone there to help babysit when I do come back home. So I'm she's always up for the task.
Kyle, good stuff. Thanks. Thanks a million, man. Appreciate it. And have a fun next 9 days. Okay.
Oh, I will. Hopefully everybody has a safe and fun hunting season this year. And don't be afraid to send us your pictures or post those pictures online responsibly. So that way we can see how successful and enjoyable hunting was for everyone this year.